City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 22, Democratic Primary. John J. Ciafone. Costa Constantinidis. Constantinos Princess.
John J. Ciafone. Party enrolled in. Democratic. Current occupation. Attorney and counselor at law. Certified arbitrator and mediator. Previous occupation. Bank teller. Education. PS 85. JHS 141. Long Island City High School. New York University BA. Juris Doctor St. John's Law School. Organizational affiliations. Executive leader, Aldo's Democratic Club. Attorney for New York State Fraternal Order of Police, New York State Bar Association, New York State Certified Arbitrators Association, Knights of Columbus, Holy Name Society, Federation of Italian American Organizations of Queens.
Prior public experience.
President of Community School Board 30, Treasurer of Community School Board 30, Judicial Delegate, Certified Arbitrator and Mediator, Commissioner of Deeds, Intern for Governor Mario Cuomo and New York City Council Legal Division. Intern to Justice Schmidt.
What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
There is no affordable housing. Targets of cuts are libraries and parks. There is a lack of funding for pre-K, beacon programs, and after-school programs. The city has created a difficult and hostile environment for businesses. There are too many fines, fees, costs, and taxes on small businesses. Small homeowners cannot afford the increasing taxes and water and sewer fees. Our children graduate without jobs. Senior centers are being axed.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Our crime rate will increase, and seniors, women, and children will be victims because of the council legislation to shackle, stop, and frisk. The local hospital has an emergency room that places beds in the hallway. There is a real problem with the priorities of this city when parents who drop off their children to school in the morning get parking tickets from swarming traffic agents trying to increase the revenue for the city.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I was born, raised, and schooled in this community and continue to live and work here. I was elected twice to Community School Board 30 with the highest number of votes. While on the board, I had a nearly perfect attendance record in the entire city of New York. I fought and implemented several safety measures for our children, like speed bumps, and obtained more school safety officers, cameras, and security devices. I fought and obtained more funding to build new public schools and increase the number of seats for children in District 30. I am not obligated to special interests.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.
Costa Constantinidis.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Deputy Chief of Staff, New York City Council.
Previous occupations.
Legislative Director, New York City Council. Store Manager, KB Toy Stores. Adjunct Lecturer, Queens College.
Education.
Graduated from PS 84, PS 122, and Bryant High School. Graduated cum laude from Queens College and received a law degree from Cardozo Law School.
Organizational affiliations.
Democratic District Leader, United Community Civic Association, Asgata Association, Long Island City Alliance.
Prior public experience.
Legislative Director, New York City Council.
What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
We must work together to create a better and safer Western Queens. That means hiring more police officers and firefighters to build a safer community and improving access to health care by expanding Mount Sinai Hospital. It means eliminating overcrowding in public schools and expanding public transit options. As your city councilman, I will fight every day for the people of Western Queens.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
As a father, I care deeply about improving our community's environment. I will work hard to reduce air pollution from dirty power plants and protect our drinking water from hydrofracking. I will also work to expand and improve Western Queens' green space.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I grew up in this neighborhood, and I have a story for every corner. Now that I'm raising my own family here, I want to ensure that this is the best neighborhood in the city. As a district leader, I helped save the Grand Avenue Post Office, improved traffic safety, and protected valuable schools and education programs. As a member of the UCCA, I've worked for responsible development and to protect our environment and quality of life. As a city council staffer, I work to pass legislation to reduce air pollution and improve our drinking water quality. As your city councilman, I will bring that experience and proven leadership to fight every single day for a better, safer community.
Participating in the campaign finance program. Konstantinos Prentsis.
Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Small business owner.
Previous occupation.
Small business owner.
Education.
Bryant High School and Queens College.
Organizational affiliations.
Kiwanis Club of Long Island City. United Community Civic Association. 30th Avenue Business Association. Community. Astoria Long Island City Business Group. Tamament Democratic Club.
Prior public experience.
Community Board 1. State Committeeman. PTA President.
What is the most important issue in Council District 22 you would address if elected?
Crime and safety. I want to continue to build on the work of my predecessor, making Northwestern Queens a safe place to work and raise a family. Now is not the time to reduce the size of our police force further. I support increasing the size of our police force and ensuring that they have the resources to continue to make New York City the safest big city in America.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
Education. I want to help make the system more focused on the individual child. At present, public education is more about the system than our children as individuals. One problem in that regard is that standardized testing has become too much of the focus of our public education system, and I'd like to change that. Also, as a PTA president, I understand the importance and want to cultivate more parental involvement in our schools.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I understand the issues facing the community and have dedicated myself to making our community better for over 25 years. As a small business owner, we need our representative in the City Council to understand how to create jobs during this time of economic difficulty. Along with my private sector experience, I also bring to the table knowledge of the political process through my experience on our community board and other civic organizations.
Participating in the campaign finance program.